This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Troy and Ed, good morning to you both.
And good morning.
Good morning.
You're both married.
Yes, we are.
How long have you been to each other, I should point out? How long have you been married for?
13 years.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, married for 13 years. Is it ever okay to tell your spouse that you want your personal space? And can you do that without offending them?
Yes.
I think it's you have to do that.
Yes.
But you can do it in a way that's sensitive. It's got to get away from you. It's not necessarily the best way of going about it.
No.
You can use it in things of saying, I need to start a hobby.
Oh.
You know, in a different location.
Yeah, wow.
That might be the best way, but
If there's security in the relationship, then that's not a threat, no. I don't see. In fact, I am always encouraging Troy.
Yep.
To the way he has personal space, he doesn't really have a shed. He doesn't necessarily like hanging out in his garage or anything like that. His personal space is going for a surf.
Ah.
And I'm always saying to him, go, please, go for a surf.
Right.
Go.
Is that how you get your personal space? Troy, go for a surf.
It can sometimes, but I can honestly say that the motivation for that is for him.
Yeah.
Because I know that that's a fantastic time for him.
Same with Edwin. Like, I try and encourage her to go to the movies. That's one of her love languages, is going to the movies in some regards. Because that's the thing that energises her. So I want her to have the space that she needs to be energised, because I'm going to be, Taylor's going to be, and she's going to be better for having that space to do things that energise her and create that environment that's really going to nurture her spirit and really encourage that. So.
Obviously, I prefer to go with you, but our stage of life means that doesn't happen very often. So.
No.
But our life is not set up, though, in terms of having our own personal space at home.
Yep.
Pretty much everything at home is shared, so which is why going out is the way we have personal space. Whereas I know lots of people who have their own domain areas in their own home, and I think that's very healthy as well.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't become something that other people can't enter and that the other person can't be a part of, or that it actually excludes rather than sews into the person who has it.
Absolutely. Because as soon as you start excluding your spouse from those activities, you start saying, look, I really don't want you around at all, and it's starting to put up
secrecy and things like that.
And there's a potential there, a wedge, a bit of a boundary, a barrier between what you can share together as a result of saying, don't come anywhere near me.
Couples who come together and marry, but one of them kind of keeps their old unit or something else so that they know they can escape, for example. I don't think that's healthy at all. That far extreme.
Yeah.
But generally, I think if it's done in a normal, healthy kind of way, in an open, transparent way, I think that's fantastic.
And needed.
So your personal space is not only good, but a necessity.
Absolutely.
But it's got to be done well.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.